ABC Radio Darwin.
For the community of Binjari on the outskirts of Katherine, well, the last 2 weeks, they have been so tough. A COVID outbreak, a hard lockdown, meaning they can't leave their home for one of the five reasons. They've had to stay put in their house and yard. There's been a global spread of misinformation about the treatment of people in that community. There were people leaving town when they were meant to be staying put. And all of this has had Binjari in the headlines for all of the wrong reasons. But today, finally, some good news for Binjari from Health Minister Natasha Files.
In terms of Binjari, we have had positive news with Binjari that they can move to a lockout. Their wastewater has come back negative, and the health advice is that it's safe for Binjari to go to that lockout provision. So if you're fully vaccinated from Binjari, you can stay within that Katherine bubble. If you're not vaccinated, you can only leave Binjari for the five essential reasons.
So the saga isn't quite over yet, but with a move to lockout at midday tomorrow, fully vaccinated residents in Binjari will be able to more or less go about their regular lives while, of course, still wearing a mask. So what have these past 2 weeks been like for the people who call Binjari home? And what are they looking forward to? Bill Moroney's a local resident. I asked him earlier today how today's news feels.
Pretty good. Very relieved. Just not me. Everyone else as well.
And what have the last couple of weeks been like?
Very quiet, especially when you've got no children around, especially running around, and you're so used to people walking around, and then all of a sudden everything, man, dead quiet. I have two mad grandsons, they're nuts. So I sort of miss them very much. They're too quiet for my liking.
And how have you passed the time?
Cleaning up, something I don't normally do. yeah, just gardening, just cleaning up around the yard. So I've kept myself a bit busy for 2 weeks.
How have you been staying in touch with people? Have you been able to talk yard to yard to people? Have you been just having a chat with the health workers when they come by? How are you sort of staying connected?
Yeah, we just shout on with the group I have on top here by phone, and that we all have each other's phone number just in case they leave something out and someone's asleep. So we're waking them up to get their delivery just in case the animals come in, or the dogs just grab their food, and that's how we keep in touch. And the health workers, they've been great. They're always walking past, having a yarn just to say g'day and all that. The police, the army guys, the Air Force. Yeah, great bunch of people. Always saying g'day just to make sure we're okay.
How often would the health workers have come to your house over the past 2 weeks?
Not just mine. They've come around everybody's house just like basically a welfare check just to make sure we're all okay. And, yeah, we're all pretty good. We're all happy that they've at least cared about us in this time of need, basically.
And what have they been dropping off in terms of food and care packages? What's the food been like?
The first thing that they dropped off was a box of just necessity with food, and that was like our tin stuff. It was something that they had, and then after we started getting meat, veggies, fruit, and it's amazing. And that they've even, because there are smokers out here, they've dropped tobacco off for everyone out here that smokes, and yeah, that's great. So they've gone above and beyond. They went out, the whole team out here went out of their way not to just drop off smokes and food for us living here. What they've done was give us power cards, and power cards for the people that have actually been transported to Howard Springs, so their power don't shut off and their food don't go off. You know, you can't get any better than that for someone to actually care.
Oh, yeah.
And that's amazing.
Imagine coming home and that
and your fridge is off.
Yeah.
Man, these blokes have just gone around and put power cards into people's houses that aren't here. And that's amazing.
And so, Billy, when the lockdown lifts and you move into lockout, what are you looking forward to doing? Who are you going to go and catch up with?
I want a decent cappuccino.
Can you get that in Binjari, or are you heading into Katherine for that?
I run out. I get the sachet, so I run out. And, yeah, no, everyone just wants to go in and just to make sure that everyone of our family members in town just want to know that we're okay. It's not the same talking on the phone. We know we're going to have that distance, but it's just so visually they can see us. Yeah, it's all over the world, I suppose. If anyone sees us or see their family visually, there's a bit of relief.
Are you looking forward to some hugs with anyone?
Yeah, I've got a young fella coming back from Howard Springs. He was a close contact with one of his mates. Yeah, I have a yarn with him on the phone. He's my little mate. He's my shadow. I love him. Yeah, so no, I'll be happy with that.
And how's he going in Howard Springs?
He's terrorising his grandmother. Better her than me. she'll have the whole year off now. He'll be with me.
Billy, one of the things that happened over the past couple of weeks was while health and emergency services were responding to the outbreak and you guys there in Binjari were doing what you had to protect the community, there was all of this misinformation spreading around the world about how you were being treated, about the police and the Defence Force. What was it like to see all of that information spreading, and what would you say to people who might be continuing to spread those lies?
For those people who don't know what's going on, so you have no shame or no moral to say that they're doing that to us, because they haven't. They have gone above and beyond, and I'm pretty impressed, not just me, it's my whole community members. So we're happy that we were actually looked after.
And is it right that you've gotten into a few fights or discussions online with people who are spreading this misinformation?
Yeah, I love it when someone spreads lies. You pick it's a territory thing. You never bullshit a bullshitter. So simple. And you see him ranting and raving. We've had a few prominent territorians, but it's good to see that they've pulled their head in. They've regretted what they've said, instead of actually apologising to the man.
Well, Billy, we're so happy that you guys have made it through this very, very tough time, heading into the lockout, so life kind of back to normal, just with face masks in place. Will people start looking forward to Christmas now?
Oh, they've been planning it for 2 weeks. Yeah, everyone is just going nuts here.
What are you going to do for Christmas, Billy?
I want to share some time with my mother-in-law. She's a bit sick at the moment, so she's one of my best mates, a very dear friend. My family are going to go sit down with her.